Home. They say it's where the heart is. They also say it's wherever you make it. They don't say. It's where you unload your stuff, get tired halfway through unpacking, use some boxes as furniture, realize your oven mitt's in a box that doubles as a nightstand, don't want to buy a new nightstand, and use a towel as an oven mitt instead. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on renters and car insurance. Easier than grabbing a piping hot pan with a towel that's a bit too thin and trying to quickly get it to the counter. Ooh, hot, 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 hot.
Karen is the proven expert in addiction treatment. A recent independent study showed that 94% of Karen patients were still in recovery 90 days post-treatment. Visit caron.org/real. Karen, real results, real care, real about recovery.
Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
I want to start this. I want to start off with a comment we got. In California, the legal cannabis industry is struggling under over-regulation and taxation. The taxpayer has to subsidize it to the tune of hundreds of millions. Now, next one. Now the DIMS federal bill is proposing big additional federal tax and regulations. I want to start by saying the tax will adjust, right? So they're getting rid of 280E in this bill, which is huge for these companies. So I want to start with that because I don't think it's just adding on more and more, albeit after 5 years, it goes to 25%, which is on par with a lot of other corporations. So maybe thoughts around that to start us to, you know, address Plasma Lab One's comment.
I mean, from, you know, for context, as you were saying, you know, it's not a bill, actually. It's a discussion for a potential bill in the future, right? Just to be clear, there's no bill yet. There's not even a draft for a bill. But we're getting closer, right? And what they're proposing here is to start at a tax of 10% over cannabis sales and progressively surge to 25% over the course of 5 years, right? 10% seems okay. 25% definitely seems a little bit steep. Not because it's steep in general terms, right? Sales tax rates around the world vary between 14 and 25%. So it's not that crazy, right, for a regulated good. But the main concern is that it will lead to the illicit markets to continue to thrive just on a, you know, from price perspective. And I think in that sense, it's very smart that they start gradually and they start with a relatively lower.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just saying I agree there. There's one. I want to touch on really quickly, guys. And guys, jump in. This is a fun little discussion. I want to jump in on the social justice and equity side because Cory Booker specifically is getting a lot of press for what he's saying. There will be no bill with his support if it does not address the issues with, issues is such a light word for the criminalization, the social justice, retribution, I guess. There will be no bill with his support without that.
Well,
I personally agree because I don't think, and the reason I agree is because I don't think it'll get done after a bill gets through without it.
No, yeah, it won't. Or at least not for a long time, right? I think the legal process here is so slow and it's just not worth it. I don't think to put forth anything that doesn't contain that. But Javi, how far does this go? Yeah. I know we're talking expungement along with the descheduling, right? But what about this reinvestment piece? What is that?
I mean, again, we have no specifics. One of the things they said is, they did say there were strong social justice components to the bill. I again personally agree, but many worry that it's too far-fetching, right? And it's a kind of bill that is a no starter from its DOA. And one thing that I found interesting was Cory Booker's resistance to unfolding the banking bill, right, to having the banking bill be a separate bill, could in fact, hinder the probabilities of all this passing and of the industry getting a banking bill at all.
So I'm unfamiliar with that.
Me personally, I would love to see the all-encompassing bill, but I don't know what are the chances that these will,
And I'm not familiar. Maybe if you can shed some more light on Cory Booker's opposition to like the Safe Banking Act and other legislation like that, I'd love to hear that.
He doesn't want. I mean, the sentence that I read is he doesn't want corporations and big money to profit without the little guy and the people who have been criminalized by it to also get. Yeah, that's his main argument.
Totally makes sense. Yeah. But I don't see how at this point this bill. And again, from what you're saying, there is no bill, there is no draft yet. These are just basically Schumer's ideas. I guess we're hearing. I don't see the bipartisan support that we've got being enough. Right? You're not going to get 60 votes from this particular Senate, and I don't think they're going to prioritize it over infrastructure and the other things that are out there. You know, I don't think this gets done this year, and I doubt it gets done at all.
Especially before the midterms, just in general, I don't think anybody's going to go out on a limb. But even after, I don't think interstate commerce makes it in, at least to the first bill.
I think that is the least controversial of all the provisions in the law.
But I think but states don't want that. States do not want that. Like in the sense of they make more money. I mean, granted, they want to decriminalize, but they make more money from them in particular. And there's more value to what their licenses hold if it's just South Carolina selling to South Carolinians. They have full control over that revenue right now. So, I mean, granted, I don't think it's right or necessarily I don't agree or disagree. I'm just saying, like, I think that's a tough one to sell to individual states.
No, I mean, it's a far-reaching law. I mean, for me, it's very important because it opens a conversation and it puts it front and center, right? But I don't believe this is the law that's going to pass. I would love for this to be the law that passes. But realistically, you know, it seems like it's trying to accomplish far too much in one bill. And it's just a lot of issues for the Senate to agree on.
Now, what is the research? Create provisions to facilitate research and repair the harms of criminalization, including expungement. Okay, sorry, I had to finish reading.
Yeah, but isn't there another piece about incentivizing research on the plant itself, on cannabis, just to obviously. Move us forward, understand what the effects are, more control the microdosing elements, all that kind of stuff. It's probably not as spelled out as all of that, but I would imagine that's the direction.
And to what we were discussing with Paul, makes it much, much easier, it sounds like, for academia to get involved more than just a state level.
Yeah. So here's the question that I have, and I know we're about 6 minutes away here. If we are allowing interstate commerce, right? And it seems like, again, this is kind of a non-issue for right now, right? This is something that will be decided down the road, right? But how do you allow interstate commerce, but still leave it to states' rights to decide what happens within their borders? And
states, so what happens here is, like, if you're a certain state and decide you don't want, say, adult use cannabis or medical cannabis at all, you can decide that. But the federal government cannot stop you from creating your own program or, conducting commerce with other states.
But does it go the other way, right? If the federal government deschedules and decriminalizes marijuana, right? Does it then behoove the state to still outlaw it in their state, right? Can you still consume? Can you still carry?
It seems right now like the states could be able to still outlaw it, right?
Yeah.
It'd be very unpopular, I would imagine.
But then how would the interstate commerce work, right? It's like you can still not enter the state of whatever, let's say Iowa or something with cannabis.
Sounds like arrests would go up in Iowa because like nobody is just going to sit there and study that.
Here's
a good way to think about it, right? And this is particularly useful for people who are outside the U.S. I tell this to people often. You got to think of the U.S. as the European Union, right? And every state is like a country, right? So in Europe, you have legal cannabis. Texas. In Spain, Portugal, Italy, and say Croatia, but not Romania or whatever, the other way around, Romania, but not Croatia, and you want to get cannabis from Italy to Romania, you can get it as long as you don't go through Croatia, right?
Chris, so the same chuckle. Would
happen here. If you had, if you wanted to take cannabis from, say, legal New York to legal California, you would be able to do it as long as you're not going through the other illegal states, right?
Yeah.
Because those states are in their rights, you know, legal right to say this is not legal here.
Yeah. I think we're having problems with people getting kicked off our stream today. I don't know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, I think Javier is right, right? It would almost stay similar to where it is now, except I guess you could travel with marijuana from legal state to legal state.
But right? You That's also think of the MSOs. Like, I don't think, yeah, traveling, but selling interstate, that's totally different. I don't even think the MSOs necessarily have that figured out yet. You know, I'm not saying they don't want it, but like the vertical integration kind of depends on it right now.
Well, no, you would imagine.
What happens now is it becomes a distribution game, right? When there's interstate commerce, suddenly the logistics and distribution become the name of the game, right?
So Sean Cradle's about to get really busy.
So especially those companies that have a widespread presence could really benefit from this, right? If you have like a little bit on the East Coast, a little bit on the South, a little bit on the West Coast, then you could fulfill, you know, the demand of several neighboring states.
Well, that's the game, right? You want to have as many spots on the board as you can so that you can hit all locations in between those spots, right? And around those spots. I think it is going to be interesting to see what happens when it comes to the smaller and mid-tier folks, right? Is there a buying frenzy that happens when this opens up? Or do those guys get wiped off the map?
What do single state operators do?
I don't know. I mean, if they're strong enough, I would imagine they survive, right? They try to push back and become sort of a craft element or a local.
Or acquired.
You know, or they get acquired,
right? A lot will, but there are so many out there. So many. There are a lot of businesses that this would affect negatively.
Here's an interesting little tidbit, right? Again, going to our friend Pablo Swanich at Cantor Fitzgerald. You know, yesterday, following the news about the what we're calling the Schumer bill, I guess, you know, cannabis stocks traded mostly down, all major stocks. And of course, being a little bit cautious, Swanich did recommend that you use the weakness to invest in some MSOs, but pick them wisely. This is not a stock recommendation in any form, but here are some of Cantor's favorite U.S. picks. Curaleaf, that's Curlf. Green Thumb Industries, GTBIF. Trulieve, TCNNF. And Cresco Labs, CRLBF. No surprises here, but
no.
You know, wondering how to play it.
All the top tier MSOs.
Maybe Andrew Fitzgerald has the answer.
Yeah, I mean, no surprises there. Gotta love Pablo, but that's not rocket science. You know, but he's good at his job. So, I mean, I have to agree.
I mean, yeah, you wouldn't diss an Apple analyst for being bullish. You'd be like, okay, yeah, he's been right.
I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm not saying he's wrong for saying it. I'm just, you know, it's just kind of like, honestly, the Schumer bill is what is a little annoying to me right now, because I think this is a kind of it's light at the end of the tunnel, but it's still a bit ways off before we exit the tunnel, I think. At least post midterms, in my opinion, because I don't think they pass anything with any Cory Booker Democrats not allowing a banking bill through. You know, that kind of is what, you know, was kind of frustrating for me overall.
Well, what will be interesting from here is to see the lobbying element in the cannabis industry come out full force, because I think this is going to eat up time. Morgan Paxia said it on Tuesday, right, when we had him on. This bill is great. You know, we wish that this could be it. It's not going to be it. Not right in the near term, I don't think. It would be awesome if they took what they already had and pushed it through. Mm-hmm. This bill is going to eat up time and it's going to eat up interest and everything for the near term.
It's a dilemma, right? There's no right answer, right? Do you go for the perfect law and that takes time? and people are suffering in between. Do you go for a less extensive banking law, but people keep suffering in many places because medical cannabis remains illegal, but maybe, I don't know, like, so it's not.
I don't disagree with Cory Booker.
One thing is,
I don't disagree with him either.
I don't disagree. It's just frustrating because, like, you know, this industry, you know, it feels like here's a carrot, run after it. You know what I mean?
The banking bill is an easy bill, right? The banking bill is like, dude, it's just happening everywhere. Like, mm-hmm. They're not asking for us to change anything but banking. Like, that's a pretty easy bill to pass.
But does it now get brought up again? And with an amendment for social justice, right? Are we going to see something like that next? Just because I doubt this is the bill that goes through. And if banking is it, with a caveat, but does it make it?
How do you do that without decriminalizing? Like, I mean, fully to the extent of it. Like, how do you successfully do that?
Well, that's the other thing is the Biden administration came out and said very clearly through Press Secretary Jen Psaki that President Biden prefers incremental decriminalization and has not endorsed this marijuana draft bill.
I mean, it's not a bill yet. Sorry.
But no, I'm sorry.
Anyways, to endorse, as far as Javier is concerned.
All right, it's asinine, though.
Yeah,
asinine.
Yeah. So, y'all, I think the three of us are in basic agreement here. You know, I think in terms of the order this comes out in the future remains to be seen, and I don't think anybody's fully right because I don't think anybody, you know, can predict that. But I don't. None of us seem to think this is it, or in the time frame of when this is going to happen.
So I wish it was.
Yeah,
but it ain't.
Yeah. No. Wish it could be. Wish it could be. Well, guys, there's one last thing I have to say to close us out, and it's that if there are any companies watching right now, any operators, you need to go to Benzinga.com. Thank you, Aaron. Benzinga.com/cannabis-alliance or BenzingaCannabis.com, right? That will take you to this alliance page. Check it out, right? We're working with a lot of companies now, and we're saving people money. We're giving them more on their bottom line. Jesus, until the banking bill is passed, 280E is still a pain in the ass, right? So we
can. There's a song lyric in there for you.
Yeah. You didn't even know it. It's a famous.
Come on, don't think I didn't write that down earlier. But no, it's. Come on, I feel like there's ways that we can be helpful, and especially if it's just saying, "Hey, you two guys should talk. You two companies can help one another." We're happy to do that. So check it out. Let us know if you have any questions. Guys, anything else we want to leave our audience?
Yes. Yes. I do want to say again, we are a podcast. You can see us, watch us where you're watching us now. Listen to episodes you missed on Apple and Spotify, y'all. But we did just post a special episode with Be Real. Javi and I got to interview him. Patrick was left off the board for that one in his own terminology. but that was a lot of fun. We talked to him about SNL in 1991, the year I was born. We talked about Conan O'Brien's last few shows, and specifically the one with Seth Rogen. And we talked about his new potential MSO venture. So it was awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah,
check it out, you guys. Check it out. Javi, anything?
I'm good. Benzinga.com/cannabis for your daily dose of cannabis news.
And shout out one more time. I have to say it. The amount of coverage on that bill from your team, man, was spot on. We covered it like three or four different ways. Mm-hmm. All of it was really, really good in-depth coverage. Your team's always on top of everything,
and
so it's great.
Nothing that he writes is like anything more than a three-plus-minute read, if that. It's like a 1 to 2 minute read, super digestible. I highly recommend reading Javier's stuff. He is, according to Google, the leading cannabis journalist the world because he's a champion.
This time, you know, the people recapping this were Maureen Meehan, our cannabis editor, Yelena Martinovich, and Nina, who looked into the impact on stocks. So benzinga.com/cannabis. You have all of the info you need.
Awesome. Aaron, do we have Ryan Roz after this? Are we leading into something else? Some more wonderful stock education for the Zinger Nation?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get out of Ryan's way. Yeah. And Aaron sounds like, I don't know.
I don't know what that was. White. Yep. Yeah. All right.
Super quick spoiler. If you're watching, there's not as many people watching. So we'll have Colin Hanks soon. Just saying. They just confirmed him.
Colin Hanks. I have to whisper it. Colin Hanks.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, we have to get him to talk cannabis. That's a whole challenge.
Sounds like we're doing it. All right, y'all. That's your teaser for the day. See you Tuesday at 4:30 Eastern. Until then, check out Ryan Roz and everything else we offer.
Later. Are you wasting time and money looking for great partners in the cannabis industry? In our experience, almost all dispensary and grow business owners are wasting money because they can't find cannabis-ready service providers. All of these problems, unique to the cannabis industry and its providers, are a thing of the past with the Benzinga Cannabis Alliance, a national alliance of cannabis business owners and service providers. The Benzinga Cannabis Alliance has everything you need as a business owner. Stop paying high prices for the products and services you need with our savings program and find cannabis business-ready partners in payment processing, commercial insurance, business lending, HVAC, compliance software and services, and more. Whether you're a national brand or a Main Street dispensary, an enormous grow farm, or a mom-and-pop business, call 877-440-9464 or visit BenzingaCannabis.com today. We can't wait for you to join.
Yeah, I was a heavy drinker, but I didn't recognize what the people closest to me recognized. I ended up laying flatlined on a hospital operating table. Somehow the surgeons brought me back to life.
When your life depends on it, there's only one place you can turn. Karen. A recent independent study showed that 94% of Karen patients were still in recovery 90 days post-treatment. Visit caron.org/real. Karen. Real results. Real care. Real about recovery.
This episode is brought to you by Verizon. Get a Verizon Business Unlimited plan from the network businesses rely on. Hey, Monica, with 5G Ultra Wideband in many more cities, you get up to 10 times the speed at no extra cost.
Hello, downloads in no time.
Plus, unlimited premium data and hotspot data to keep the signal flowing and your teams going. Come in or book an appointment with a Verizon business expert to find the right plan for your team. 5G Ultra Wideband available in over 1,700 cities with Business Unlimited Pro 2.0 smartphone plan. Speed comparison is to median Verizon 4G LTE speeds. Download speeds may vary depending upon network and coverage conditions and content optimization for 5G Ultra Wideband.